We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildenbrand. Joining me over there, the man with the plan, Dan Rubenstein, Chicago, Illinois. Sir, how are you?
I'm good, though, to be fair, my plan for today's show, and make no mistake, if you love the show, heap the praise on Big Dan. If you hate the show, Ty approved of this idea that I came up with, and it is his job to be the idea goalie because Ty thinks in a way that is appropriate and sensical and logical. And when I say something like, hear me out, what if we make a Guy Fieri themed
Fieri.
Although I believe it's actually pronounced fairy. Like, and he, it's okay. But, you know, we all do whatever we want with our own names. Guy Fieri themed national schedule review preview.
That's right.
Episode
That's
heading
right.
into, I mean, the 14th week is championship weekend. And I guess the 15th week is at Army-Navy?
Army-Navy.
So. It's essentially 13 and a half weeks of straight college football watching, attending, and eating opinions.
That is correct.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Before you heap too much praise on me as the so-called idea goalie, you may recall not too long ago, I was the one who came up with the Moana-themed episode.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? Ty has let enough of my very stupid ideas pass through the pads. I'm going to say, you know what? Take a shot on goal. See what happens.
I've had some interesting ones over the years.
Moana, you carry your own.
The Moana one was either boom or bust. I've also done those role-playing ones where I've gone to a dark place and written up a narrative and have had people write in and say, are you okay, dude? Everything cool?
Hey, yeah. Come on. What's going on, Ty?
So, yeah, today's show is a Guy Fieri-themed national preview show of sorts. Mm-hmm. So what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks, we've been previewing conferences. We've taken you on each side of each conference, told you what to look for, what teams have in the tank, what our realistic expectations are. We've been doing that exhaustively so. Now, right. As we finally had a chance to come up for air, we decided the only thing left to do, in addition to give some loose previews, which I'm sure we'll give at some point, our picks for the playoffs and champion and things like that. But the only thing left to preview is the schedule, right? If you've been going out to solidverbal.com, you know that our friend Connor's been doing a good job going through conference by conference, highlighting the must-see, the five best games in every conference throughout the course of the year.
Yes.
What we are doing on this show is going week to week and going to try and take our stab at where the diners are, where the drive-ins are, and where the dives are, Dan.
Do we have a soundboard? Do we have a Guy Fieri soundboard readily available?
We do have a soundboard, actually.
Hey, everybody, I'm Guy Fieri, and we're rolling out, looking for America's greatest diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Are you a Triple D fan? Like, if you come across, if you're scanning channels, I don't know if you still have cable or not, but is it something that if you, or when you did have cable, and you were scrolling through what was on say, a Friday night, and there was a marathon, a Triple D marathon, will you drop in to see where he is, what he's eating?
I can only take Guy in doses.
Oh, man.
You know, I can only take him in doses. My favorite, and we talked about this yesterday, my favorite Guy Fieri moment was when there was the Guy Fieri imposter at the Kansas City Royals game, and they thought Obviously. It was Guy Fieri, and they interviewed him, that clip that I sent you?
Yeah. I thought it was a White Sox game. Yeah, something like
or whatever
that.
Whatever it was, yeah. That was my favorite Guy Fieri moment. But no, I'll dabble. I actually pulled a clip here. Maybe I didn't. From my favorite dive moment when they went to the school bus for Hillbilly Hot Dogs in West Virginia.
Sure.
I've seen moments of DDD, but I can't say I've watched it with any great regularity.
Okay. Well, the real ones call it Triple D. So that indicates to me that you're not super hip and super keen. I used to watch it a ton. I haven't had cable in a little while. I am pro Fieri. Like, there are the ridiculous episodes. We're getting into college football soon, I promise. There are the ridiculous places he goes to where, like, where they're making a cheese steak with corn dogs. And I'm like, okay, I don't know about this. But I love that he goes to local places and shines a big bright light on popular local places that people love, you know, have emotional ties to. And he raised a ton of money. Obviously, he's still raising a ton of money during COVID for these small places and trying to convince sort of government packages to help out small businesses, small businesses. And I'm extremely pro that. So I respect my Fieri, absolutely.
If he were a college football fan, who would his team be?
He's from Northern California. Doesn't strike me as a Cal. Like, well, he went to UNLV, I think. So I don't know, but
UNLV doesn't really count as a football program right now.
Okay, so which college football team? This is the entry point. Which town/team do you think best embodies the spirit of Flavortown?
I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of Guy Fieri with the hair, right? So there's a lot of flash.
Sure.
And when I think flash, I think Florida. I think Oregon because of the unis. I think Miami.
I think the bright yellow hair with a West Coast dude. I think I would welcome him in as a duck. Absolutely.
As a duck?
Maybe a little ASU.
ASU really fits, actually.
ASU fits that, like, good time atmosphere.
Yeah.
Maybe ASU, Indiana, I think, is the actually. Answer. There's something about Indiana. So it's small town, not small, but like Bloomington is, you know, middle America. It's a college town. There's an energy to Bloomington. I haven't been in a long time. Sort of scrappy underdog, but at the same time, really good.
Here's the thing. If you took Guy Fieri to Bloomington, Indiana, he'd stick out like a sore thumb. If you took him to Tempe, would he though?
Oh, that's true.
Would he?
No, I just think his energy with the Midwest and how much there are diners, drive-ins, and dives in the Midwest, that there is, you know, that love everyone mentality, the LEO, obviously, with Tom Allen. I think he's IU.
Ugh, I go ASU. I think ASU is the answer. But look,
I think that's physical ASU.
We're going to post this on our Instagram. This will be a poll or something that we can get to the bottom of. You can also write in solidverbal@gmail.com. And don't forget to go on out to verballers.com. I would caution you, if you think this is the dumbest thing you've heard as it relates to college football, Dan and I are cooking up a little scheme that we're going to announce before the season that may actually be dumber, and yeah, we may even be more excited about. So stay tuned. That will be a Patreon exclusive. More to come here over the next couple days and weeks before the season gets rolling.
True.
All right. So I already played one Guy Fieri sound. We have 14 in total. Which is a little much, even for the Guy Fieri theme show.
Sure.
But what we did is we went week by week. We pulled out a bunch of games, and we're basically trying to find the value for you as the home viewer, maybe for you as the road traveler. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Going through week by week and talking about the biggest games in the land. I took week one. I have the odd numbered weeks. You have the even numbered weeks. which means that I get Labor Day weekend. If you are sitting at home,
right.
If you are thinking of maybe planning a trip, maybe if you're just trying to plan out your weekend, you have a loaded menu of games, Dan. A loaded menu of games in week one. For my money, the game that is the true centerpiece.
That's all throttle, no bottle, man. That is just getting it done.
I mean, it's got to be Georgia-Clemson, right? It's got to be Georgia-Clemson.
Yeah, for sure.
However, if you are looking for, you know, a nice drive-in.
This is where people cruise through to go down to the boardwalk in Ocean City. But more importantly, to visit this joint.
I was going to say, is this a Rutgers preview of some kind?
No. Penn State, Wisconsin is your tailgating game where you would just sort of pass through.
Mm-hmm.
And the value game is, I don't have a value, so I don't know what that's going to be. Well, here, we'll play.
Excellent.
Just a simple stab.
Excellent.
Louisiana at Texas is only $27 get-in price.
Oh, that could be quite fun.
I've got the ticket prices for all these games. So week one, outside of those three, the Georgia-Clemson, the PSU-Wisconsin, and the Louisiana-Texas game, which I've been talking about till I'm blue in the face. You've also got Boise and UCF on Thursday, which mm-hmm. you can go to for $23. Kind of feels
must
like
watch.
A steal. Must-watch game on Thursday. You've also got Ohio State at Minnesota on Thursday
must
night.
Must-watch. Yep.
You've got North Carolina, Virginia Tech on Friday. And then on Saturday, you've got Miami versus Alabama, which I considered, but I feel like could be a blowout. I think the line is 17. The early line is 17.
Right.
So you're going to flip through that game. But
bit
that
of a rerun, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, that shouldn't be the centerpiece. The Texas Tech-Houston game could be interesting. The LSU-UCLA yep. game is one that we will preview. And I think you are very excited about in particular.
Yeah. Well, we're going to preview all these games. But yes, I am extremely excited. Yeah, this is a menu chocked full of very difficult decisions. So
yeah.
I'm quite this is. I mean, it's going to be an incredible Labor Day weekend.
Sunday is Notre Dame at Florida State, which should not be overlooked. And Monday is Louisville against Ole Miss. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a 50-48 game.
Yeah.
I don't know who, but yeah. No, week one. Yeah. I mean, that's what, an appetizer to the season?
Yeah.
It's an extremely robust, we're talking sampler platter. We're not just saying mozzarella sticks. We're not just saying buffalo wings. We're saying just a lot of everything.
Just true
that
indulgence.
True indulgence, dude. Well done.
It's a fried seafood tower of the season.
The appetizer is Stanford K-State, which you can get into for $7. That's the body clock.
Well, that's it's not because it's a bad game. It's because it's in an enormous stadium. It's
$7.
Yeah.
$7. That is cheaper than my high school football team charged admission.
Really?
And our team stank really bad. Looking at week one, you have all sorts of options here. If you're going to a game again, I think the value is Louisiana, Texas, $27 get in price. But if you have to see one game, if you're at home or if you've got the money to drop on it, Georgia-Clemson is going to decide a lot. It may not necessarily determine who gets into the playoff. They both could get into the playoff. But
right.
If you're looking for an early season bellwether for how two of the national powers are going to fare, truly it is the toughest game on each of their schedules, at least until conference championship in the case of Georgia. So watch that game if you don't watch anything else in week one.
Yeah, I was looking at the week one schedule. Did you mention Indiana-Iowa?
I mean, I don't even think I pulled them out. No, there's just so many
that's
games.
That's secretly
here.
Just an interesting option to watch. Like, I don't know. Like, that feels like it's going to be extremely close. I looked at the schedule and I looked at my even weeks in terms of also where I would like to travel to that I haven't been.
Yeah.
Because if this is, you know, this is a road show, Guy Fieri is all over the country. So as I looked at this, I mean, Clemson, Georgia is great, but I've been to Charlotte. I've been to that stadium. In terms of an actual locale, that would give me both a new place to see a game, but also somewhere that I would like to actually watch that game. I'm scanning through here, and you know what? My answer might be Orlando to see
UCF.
Boise State, UCF. I haven't really explored food-wise, or I've been to Orlando, but I've never been to UCF or UCF games, so that would probably be my answer there. I think that's a good combo.
Let's go to week two.
That right there is where all that flavor is.
What is your must-see game in week two?
So the must-see game is Ohio State hosting Oregon in the Shoe. I think that one's the big obvious one, but they're actually There's, you know, there's Psyhawk. There's all sorts of interesting games here. If I had to choose a place that I hadn't been to attend a game, it probably is Ames for that Psyhawk game. Getting that, like, crazy rivalry game early, early on in the schedule. I mean, there's also the Holy War, and I haven't been to Provo, but I think that's my answer there. In terms of the game I'd like to attend, I mean, I've been to Ann Arbor, but Washington, Michigan is fun. Ann Arbor's fun, and Big House is a good time. So those are the two choices for attending. I don't have you have the ticket prices in front of you. Does anything jump out to you? I didn't do ticket prices like you did for value, but I can pull it up. It's a hell of a week. It's an absolutely, like, just in terms of interesting matchups. So there's Texas, Arkansas. You had Texas hosting a value game for you, but I think that's going to be super fun. Mizzou, Kentucky is an interesting bellwether on quarterback play early on in the SEC. We have San Diego State, Arizona, that if San Diego State is going to muster an offense this year, they should do it against Arizona out west. Utah, BYU, sort of new look at quarterback there as well for those two schools. Stanford, USC always seems to be competitive. We're also looking for quarterback play from Stanford. Liberty, Troy. To see Malik Willis against a decent team early on, I think, is really interesting. NC State, Mississippi State is going to be an interesting referendum on the progress of the Dogs and obviously of the Wolf Pack. I think Buffalo, Nebraska in a secret Turner Gill matchup. If Nebraska is not beating Buffalo in Lincoln,
that's a problem. That's a problem. The answer for me, I just pulled up ticket prices very quickly. The value game, the dive game, is Pitt at Tennessee.
I have that here on my list as well.
Because you can get into that game for $30. It's at Tennessee, which is a cool spot to watch a game. Pitt should be pretty good, and Tennessee is starting over with Josh Heupel. What are they going to look like? Who knows? But it should be interesting.
The problem. I think that could be an ugly, not like a blowout, but just not a high quality watch.
Okay.
There's something about a decimated Tennessee roster starting over and a Pitt offense that struggled with consistency that there's just going to be, maybe it'll be a fun, weird, competitive second half, but I could see that early on in the season sort of just overthrows and three and outs and just, you know, I mean, Tennessee's, I don't know who they're starting with, Joe Milton or Hendon Hooker or whoever at quarterback. So new system, new place, and just working through a lot against a good Pitt defense. I also have Tulsa, Oklahoma State here, by the way. A weird game last year because of the injury to Spencer Sanders, but nonetheless, Tulsa, I think, should still be decent.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma State trying to again, generate more offense than they have these past couple of years.
Go over to week three.
That's week three.
That's sort of the Guy Fieri, Gus Johnson laugh.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Not a huge slate in week three. There are only five games that I pulled out. We've got Oklahoma State and Boise. We've got Nebraska, Oklahoma, which the get-in price is $231. Do not spend $231 on that game, please.
Right.
Please do not spend the money on that game. The three games that I think are of note. The centerpiece for the week is Alabama at Florida. It's the must-see game. You have to see that game. It's going to decide a lot. Both teams have questions, particularly at quarterback. I am not picking Alabama to go to my playoff this year, which feels very uncomfortable. I'm going to go Georgia instead. But obviously, this game could have a lot to do with who goes to the playoff in the SEC.
Do you have too much money if you're putting your dollars behind that pick?
I'm not putting dollars behind the pick, but I am forced to make a pick, I am taking Georgia out of the SEC and I am leaving Bama at home.
Wow. Okay.
That's my must-see game, though.
Okay. That's, I mean, pretty obvious.
My tailgating game, if you're looking to go to a game, it would be pricey. But even if you just go for the tailgate, the Auburn-Penn State game is going to be at 7:30 at night, and that's a whiteout game. Whiteouts in Beaver Stadium are friggin' awesome. That is an awesome atmosphere.
True. That's not part of the tailgate, though, but yes.
It's not part of the tailgate, but it all kind of blends together. There's an energy for a night game in State College. Basically, everybody's drunk is what I'm getting at, that you don't want to miss if you haven't seen yet. So Auburn at Penn State, perhaps I'm biased, That's my game that I would want to go to.
Can I politely push back?
You can not so politely push back.
No, this is polite. I don't mean like offense by this. Penn State was the most difficult and most annoying place to get to from a traveling perspective coming from nowhere near Pennsylvania.
Yep, I could see that.
We could have flown because I was coming from the West Coast, and I think my camera guy that week was coming from New York. So he had it a little bit easier in terms of options of where he could fly into in PA. But I had to fly into Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania. There are a number of states like this where they're like surprisingly tall, surprisingly wide. Pennsylvania is surprisingly long and wide. And flying into Pittsburgh and that drive from Pittsburgh to State College felt like the longest. It was at 3.5 hours, 4 hours. It felt like it was a road trip within a road trip. And there were detours and unlit roads. And it was just an extremely, extremely tedious adventure to get to State College. I had a freaking fantastic time at a Notre Dame Penn State game. That was Jimmy Clausen's first start, I believe.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
in terms of like must go, it's a challenge to get to State College. It is.
The game that I would go to for the value, if we're looking for our dive.
Nice call there.
Cincinnati at Indiana.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
$30 to get in. You can sit at the 50-yard line for $75. That will be a very interesting early test for Cincinnati because I think Indiana should be pretty good. And everyone's got Cincy pegged as a top 10 team. So those are my three games. If you're planning for week three, Bama at Florida, must see. Auburn at Penn State, if you've got the cabbage or if you just want to trek it up to State College and experience the tailgating, that's a good game, even just to watch at home. Maybe have a home tailgate and enjoy that game. And if you find yourself in the Bloomington, Indiana area, $30 to get you in to see against the top 10 team in the form of Cincinnati.
It is currently $5 to get into Tiger Stadium for LSU Central Michigan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't necessarily recommend that game in terms of value. K-State Nevada is, I think, $19 to get in. Go to the Little Apple, which I think could be fun. I think that could be a nice back and forth. Otherwise, I don't really have a value pick. If I had to choose any of the places hosting interesting games that week, I mean, Tulane Ole Miss is cheap, and that could be fun, and it's the Grove, and that's a unique experience in college football. I think ASU BYU might be my pick, because I just haven't been to Provo, and it's apparently beautiful, and that's a quality game.
Let's go on to week four, Dan. What do you got for me?
Okay, week four. So my must-watch to me, is LSU at Mississippi State in Starkville.
You love Mississippi State this year, don't you? You love Mississippi State.
Well, I mean, I look at this schedule. I'm not going to choose Notre Dame, Wisconsin as must-watch. I'm
really
just not. No, it's interesting to me, and I'm going to watch it. But in terms of excitement, in terms of entertainment and implications, I don't know. I'm not there yet. I was burned a little bit by all of the injuries and COVID situation from Wisconsin last year that left, you know, a bad product for everybody to watch.
How dare you? No. How dare you
Sorry.
Look down upon the Cone Bowl?
Yeah. The Cone Zone?
How dare
Soldier
you?
Soldier Field Cone Zone? I'm sorry. So, I mean, it's a decent weekend, though, because we have A&M Arkansas in Arlington, when that's always just bonkers and that's weird. So that's going to be must watch as well.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Florida, I don't think is going to be all that entertaining, but it's, you know, there's emotion behind it for sure. There's a few games where you're like, I could see the better possibilities of this game coming true if and when. That's like Louisville, Florida State, right? If Louisville gets its act together in terms of limiting turnovers and Florida State is healthy and productive at quarterback and on offense, that becomes interesting. Kansas State, Oklahoma State, we'll see. Notre Dame, Wisconsin is obviously going to be entertaining. I am worried about quarterback playing that game. That's why I have issued a demerit to not make it the must watch. Okay. You know, you have Cal Washington. Cal always gives Washington problems. UCLA, Stanford. You've got the Skillet game, SMU, TCU, which I think should be entertaining.
That should be a good game.
I think that's on my list. Yeah. Mizzou, Boston College, not a headliner, but something to pay attention to. We're also doing this in August where it's like, Mizzou, BC? Yeah, I'm canceling all of my plans to watch this football game. But ultimately, with the combination of environment, quarterback play, storylines, implications, to me, it is LSU against Klanga in Starkville.
Wow.
That's the game I would attend in going to a place that I've always wanted to go to, and the game seems quality. The food options seem good. I've never been to Raleigh. I would love to go to Clemson, NC State.
Okay.
See Chip Patterson, Will Brinson. I like people in North Carolina. I don't know. I've always had good experiences with people in North Carolina. So that's the game I would attend. I would go to Carter-Finley.
All right.
Does that sound reasonable enough?
No, I mean, sure.
I'm not going to choose the game in Chicago because that's not traveling for me. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Palo Alto. I haven't been to Norman. It's West Virginia, Oklahoma. So that'll be one of the better defenses OU faces this year. But I selected another game for that. Been to Boston College. Been to Gainesville. It's not a great game looking in Gainesville. Been to Arlington. Yeah, Clemson, NC State would be my pick. Good food in Raleigh as well, from what I've heard.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Clemson. Let's talk about Week 5.
I did some great field testing, and that's what brings us here to Fairfield, Connecticut, to the Super Duper Weenie World Headquarters.
Is that a Dabo reference, Super Duper Weenie?
That was not the sound I intended to play, but we're gonna stick with it.
Here we are,
Fairfield, Connecticut.
Beautiful Fairfield, Connecticut.
So look, Week 5 is kind of loaded. It's low-key loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I think the headliner that everybody's going to talk about is Cincinnati-Notre Dame. It's Cincinnati-Notre Dame. Okay. Cincinnati has a tough early slate. They, you know, we just talked about them playing Indiana. Yeah. It's not a picnic. Notre Dame, obviously, I think is going to be a better team. But Cincinnati-Notre Dame, right now, get-in price is 190. So that's not falling under anybody's radar. That's a steep price to get in. What I see around college football in Week 5 is a smattering of other games that would be very interesting to go to. We talked about Boise on one of our last couple shows when we talked about the Mountain West.
Mm-hmm.
$35, Nevada at Boise. Nevada should be a good team. Boise should be a good team.
You get the blue field.
Yeah.
You can have what's it called? They have like these steak nuggets instead of chicken nuggets. They fry, I forget what they call them there. There's fry sauce. Yeah, Boise has interesting food. Continue.
ASU at UCLA. Not necessarily a traditional college football venue. You do get to go to the Rose Bowl, right? That's cool. But
sure.
A traditional college football matchup, I think, is what I meant on saying.
You can eat really well in the San Gabriel Valley. Really, really good Asian food.
$30 to see Arizona State. More to come on ASU. Because there is a game. I may actually buy the tickets now on StubHub and try and trade them later. Because ticket prices are going to go up for one of these games that I've got highlighted later on.
Okay. But what else we have this weekend?
ASU-UCLA is an interesting game. Some others that are of interest, Oklahoma at K-State. There is some recent history there.
Sure.
Not necessarily crazy about going to Manhattan, Kansas.
Oh, man. What is this Little Apple slander? Come on.
An interesting game, nonetheless. We've also got Ole Miss, Bama. Ole Miss recently has given Bama fits.
Yeah.
The Lane Kiffin Bowl will be in high swing this coming year.
High swing. Okay.
I mentioned Clemson. Boston College, the half, going down to Clemson, South Carolina.
Don't say that. Yeah.
$61. Get you in the door. Clemson also not the easiest place to get to, but...
No, it's not. I flew into a tiny airport not far from Clemson, though. So I at least made the effort that week.
We've got Indiana, Penn State that weekend. We've got Texas, TCU that weekend. We've also got Michigan, Wisconsin that weekend.
Right.
So the headliner for sure is Cincinnati at Notre Dame. But if I'm looking for value buys, if I'm thinking of going to a game, I might consider Oklahoma at K-State, about $50. I might consider that Boston College Clemson game, $60. I might consider ASU-UCLA for $30 or the Nevada-Boise game also around $30. So you got options there if you're looking to go to a game. If you're looking to stay at home and watch a game, you've obviously got your choice here of the litter. There's a bunch of good ones. I'm obviously going to go with Cincinnati, Notre Dame for obvious reasons, but plenty of other options for you in Week 5.
I really like my experience on the Notre Dame campus and going to a Notre Dame game in the stadium. South Bend didn't do a lot for me.
Here's my problem with Notre Dame. And you know this, I'm a Notre Dame fan through and through.
Yeah.
My problem with Notre Dame fans, and I think this is the case for most fan bases, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame fans think they're a lot crazier than they are.
Probably.
They think they're, our game day atmosphere it's off the charts. Not really.
Okay.
It's fine.
They're allowed.
They're totally allowed. And everybody's frame of reference is their own special thing. I've been to a number of games, not as many as you. I can tell you Notre Dame fans are not as crazy on game day as they think.
But you know what? The unique quality of Notre Dame's campus and stadium. And
amazing.
Like there's no school in the country. Period. Like it is one of those schools, and I'm using your words, a smattering. Like the Notre Dame environment, the campus environment, and the just sort of the unique quality of Touchdown Jesus and like the quad and everything. Like there is a feeling of, oh, this is what college football is. And I feel that way about places on the West Coast and the South and the Southwest, whatever. Yeah. But in terms of the Midwest and a fall Saturday morning, you're hard pressed to find a place that is more ideal than the Notre Dame campus and stadium.
It's an institution. It's an institution for college football, and it is a great experience. All I'm saying is they're just not as crazy as they think.
I would go to Texas TCU, by the way. I've been to Fort Worth very briefly. I've not been to a TCU game. I've not been to the TCU campus. And I think there is going to be something about Big 12 games, especially involving Texas this year and the next couple years, where it's going to get ugly in terms of opposing fans booing Texas. And like, I mean, I think everybody already in the Big 12 had a soft spot for ridiculing Texas, but it's going to get especially vicious. And TCU just keeps beating Texas. And so there's going to be that mix. So I would wear purple. And it's not cheap to get into that game for obvious reasons now, but
$100 though. $100.
That would be my pick. Good food. I've always enjoyed my time in the DFW area, and it's not going to be crazy hot. What is this, week 5?
Yeah.
So the summer weather will dissipated a little.
To be fair, it was 107 here yesterday. So
it was so bad here too.
That right there.
Okay.
Is where all that flavors.
Where's the flavor in week 6?
The flavor in week 6 to me must watch is Alabama at A&M. Kyle Field, it's going to be raucous. There's, a lot of history, recent history between these two programs, going back to when A&M joined and beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa. That to me is a matchup right now of what is A&M in the coaches poll? Like 6th, 7th, somewhere in there.
Yep,
so you have a top 10 matchup in one of the sports iconic stadiums. That is must watch to me. My attending game would be the Deep South's oldest rivalry. And that's Georgia Auburn, of course.
Okay.
I've never been to the Plains. There's going to be suitable emotion there, even though I think Auburn's going to have a down year. It's just a sort of bucket list opportunity to go to an Auburn game and see Auburn in a rivalry at the same time. So Georgia Auburn to me is the game I would go to. And it's a decent, but it's just not that deep a week in terms of interesting games. You have Florida State, North Carolina, revenge spot for the Heels at home. So I have not been, by the way, to Chapel Hill. Been to Durham, but I've not been to Chapel Hill. Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. I suppose if Virginia Tech is maximizing what it has, and I don't know where Notre Dame's sandwich schedule is, and I know you have a Guy Fieri sandwich drop if you want to play it.
That's a lights out sandwich. I mean, really like a dynamite, legit sandwich.
We need to include that one. That this year will be part of our lexicon.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we have a double sandwich sound drop. Penn State, Iowa is always weird and close and low scoring. You have Red River, Oklahoma, Texas in Dallas.
Wow. What a
Memphis
week.
Memphis, Tulsa. By the way, just in terms of, I'm higher on Tulsa than you are, I know, but they just sort of seem like a giant killer and went undefeated last year until a certain point. Utah, USC always seems to be relatively dramatic, though I don't know if the Utes have won in LA at all recently. And Arkansas, Ole Miss. That has recent weird history, and I think Arkansas is improving, and Ole Miss, if they can feel the defense, should be interesting. That's what I have for week 6. Must watch Bama A&M. I would venture to the Plains to see Georgia Auburn.
Tickets right now for Penn State, Iowa are $90. Get into that game for under $100.
Don't go to Iowa City, correct?
Don't go to that game.
Don't go to Penn State, Iowa.
Do not go to Penn State, Iowa. Take your $90, spend it on the new PlayStation game, two tanks of gas, a big dinner.
Two tanks? Where do you live? That's almost one. Yeah.
Do not go to that game. Do not put yourself through the agony as somebody who sat through 6-4 many years ago. Don't do it. It's going to be a 3-point game. It's going to be all defense. It's going to bore you to death. Do not go to Penn State, Iowa. I beg of you. I beg of you.
Virginia Louisville, by the way, there's a lot of value in the sort of mid to upper tier. I might be generous. Mid-tier ACC, just in terms of ticket prices. Louisville is a very underrated food town. So, and the stadium's no longer called Papa John Stadium, it's just Cardinal Stadium. I think it's a good pizza town. Like, there's a good variety of food. So, if you're looking to just go to a game, and maybe you live in that area somewhere, Virginia Louisville, you're getting in for $11.
Not bad. Okay.
Value.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Week 7. Hey, here's one. An early week game, Dan.
That right there is plenty.
$56, App State at Louisiana.
Oh.
Tuesday night.
So, counterpoint. Chase Bryce.
Chase Bryce.
I don't
right.
want to be mean. Yeah. So that's an element to things that hopefully he has a really nice bounce back year. And that's, we're not using his name as a pejorative, but at the moment,
the Bryce is not right at the moment.
No.
Other games in week 7, we've got NC State at Boston College for $20, which is a steal, an absolute steal to go to that game. Both teams should be pretty good.
Right.
You've got Iowa State, K-State, Farmageddon, right?
Sure.
$33, not bad.
Not bad.
Right now, Oklahoma State at Texas, just $44. Not bad either. Want to go to a game?
Not bad.
See a clash of two current Big 12 rivals.
Mm-hmm.
TCU at Oklahoma, going up a little bit, but still $58, not bad.
Okay.
ASU at Utah could be interesting for the Pac-12 South.
Okay.
UCLA at Washington, only $42, not bad.
That's a fun place to see a game, by the way. I think you mentioned this, by the way, that you want to go see a game where you can tailgate on a boat.
I do. I
Tennessee love that. At Washington.
Love boats.
There's just a lot. I mean, Seattle's a great city, but just going there, and if you can get on a boat, the stadium is loud. It's right there on the lake. If UCLA is good, that would be quite fun. I mean, Chip Kelly has a long storied history of beating Washington, so hopefully his team is peaking this year. So yeah, I think that's a really interesting one.
I would kind of like to be an honorary Washington fan, and I'll tell you why when we get to week 11.
I think you should.
Because that would be a natural counterbalance to your Oregon fandom.
Well, I think that you're a Notre Dame and Penn State fan. that Oregon is much more new money, and both Penn State and Notre Dame can be qualified as old money. I think there's balance in the solid verbal universe there. But if you want to just dive into being a Washington fan, there are a lot of Washington fans who will tell you, please, Ty, save yourself.
Like, can I be adopted by a Washington family just for the season to see how it goes?
I mean, technically, I mean, my youngest brother, Alex, went to Washington.
So would he be willing to adopt me just for the season?
We've made, by the way, annual bets against, I don't know if it was against the spread or just straight up on the Washington-Oregon game since he attended. He was a freshman in 2006, something like that. And we've made annual pizza bets on that game. And I have eaten so much free pizza, Ty, over the years.
Oh, no. All right.
But I appreciate him always having the faith. And so he's a legit Washington fan.
Washington home games are the value buy thus far. And I'll tell you why when we get to week 11. I keep talking about this. But between this UCLA game at home and the ASU game in week 11, more to come on that one. But
Ty, there is an adorable dog on the Washington sideline.
It's weekly. It's true. This is all I need, really. I need the boats. I need football. I'm not crazy about the weather. I'm not crazy about the whole misty.
It's fine.
Thing. I'm not crazy about
this,
that.
This is what, mid-October?
Mid-October.
It might be a little bit gray. It's not going to be, look, it could rain. It could rain anywhere, but it's not freezing. It's a good time. You'd have a good time. There's a lot of North Face for sure at, you know, Washington, Oregon games.
A lot of North Face. I like that.
A lot of North Face. A lot of tech fleece.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Miami at North Carolina also that week. I think the two big games we've got Alabama at your Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Sure.
And the must-see game is Florida LSU. Florida LSU a year ago ended in controversial fashion. The throwing of the shoe, not the least of which led to Florida's demise in that game. Two teams we don't really know which direction they're headed in 2021. We assume both will be in a good spot by the time you get to week 7. But both have questions. Florida, obviously starting over to some extent on offense.
Yep.
LSU had a bit of a rocky go in the early part of the season, started to get it together a little bit later on. We got the news here recently about Miles Brennan breaking the arm, turning it over to Max Johnson. We both like Max Johnson, but just questions abound here. We will have many of those answered by the time we get to this game, but Florida LSU is always a fun watch. So that's your must-see game. If I'm going to the game, I'll pick UCLA Washington because it's cheap and because I've never been to Washington.
You haven't been to the state of Washington either.
I've not been to the state of Washington.
Or Seattle. Yeah, that's a good call for you. We can get Rutgers Northwestern. My backyard, $16, Ty.
Okay.
I've got lots of food recommendations. Valley Circle Pizza.
Right.
I'm not making pizza for strangers, but if you are a Patreon subscriber, we might have a conversation at some point.
Okay.
UCF that weekend. Is that UCF at Cincinnati?
Yeah.
$43? That could be a top 15, 18 matchup.
Doesn't Cincinnati have the Skyline Chili place?
They do. But Cincinnati, to me, I've done some investigating, is much more than just cinnamon chili. If you like a lot of chili on spaghetti with a pound of shredded cheddar cheese, it's a no-brainer. But Cincinnati seems to have good food otherwise.
All right.
So that's relatively close to me. I don't know. I mean, it's a few hours of a drive, but it's a short flight. I would be interested in going to see that. I've already talked about UCF and Boise opening weekend, which, by the way, is a rematch of Oregon, Auburn, Andy Avalos, Gus Malzahn. Okay. I connected it to me.
Week 9.
Good job by you.
Week 9. Or no, week 8. Excuse me. I'm getting
week
ahead
8.
Of myself.
Yeah, I was going to say. I'm not doing week 9. Week 8 is pretty good. So this is, we go back to the element of the App State offense. Wednesday night is Coastal App State. If the App State offense is at least pretty good with what they return, I don't love where they're at quarterback, but if they're able to, I don't know, get the best out of everywhere else and Chase Bryce is fine, it's $100 to get into that game, which I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Wednesday night game.
Yeah.
I considered it. I've heard good things about going to a game in Boone, but I'm not there. I'm not there yet because I'd like to see what App State looks like before then. So in terms of must watch, I have Oregon, UCLA. I don't know if you feel differently. I mean, LSU, Ole Miss was entertaining last year. Clemson, Pitt was not entertaining last year. Oklahoma State, Iowa State has a history, but I don't know. I like the Clones a little more than I like the Pokes. West Virginia, TCU, USC, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Is happening.
It is happening.
I've been to Notre Dame, so I'm not attending that game. So if I had to choose between USC, Notre Dame, and Oregon, UCLA, and I'm high on UCLA this year, I always like watching games in the Rose Bowl, just on TV anyway. I'm going to choose that game to watch. I'm extremely biased. I would attend Ohio State, Indiana. Not been to a game in Bloomington. Driven through Bloomington, but I've not been to a game.
Huge Indiana yet. Guy over here.
What, just because I said Guy Fieri in Indiana
love,
would be
you
a
love
natural...
Indiana. Guy won't stop talking about Indiana.
Guy Fieri in Wisconsin's probably my revision. Guy in Madison.
Hold on. Where's the sound? Where's the sound here?
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, Guy can't wait to see that.
Cheese, energy. Yeah. I think the fried foods. I think Madison is.
Would you say all throttle, no bottle?
That's all throttle, no bottle, man. That is just getting it done.
That's true. That's what Indiana's offense looked like against the Bucks last year. Ohio State, Indiana, it's not a revenge spot, but obviously with the way Indiana was able to exploit the Ohio State secondary last year, I think that, it could be all throttle, no bottle, all gas, no brakes. That could be a really fun game if Ohio State's defense is not significantly improved, given what they have. I mean, it's all relative.
All throttle, no bottle may be our secret verbal to Sark, because he started using the all gas, no brakes after we did.
First of all, we did not invent that term.
If he starts going all throttle, no bottle, we'll know.
Yeah. There's a very strange YouTube channel called All Gas, No Brakes. That's where I discovered the term. It's good. It's funny. So, and Indiana has the candy stripe pants, right?
Candy stripe pants. That's correct.
Yeah. You get good pants. You get Ohio State, Indiana. LSU, Ole Miss, I mentioned, is being entertaining. NC State, Miami could be of high quality. And USC Notre Dame, I expect to be entertaining and competitive. So that's a good week. Week 8 is a good week.
Let's talk about week 9, Dan. Ooh.
Let's talk week 9. I like knowing where you would go all these weeks in terms of places you haven't been. So I like when you weighed in on Washington. Continue.
The money game is Penn State, Ohio State. I have never been to the Horseshoe. I would not be especially excited to pay $300 to get into this game. I did try to go to a Penn State, Ohio State game way back when, and I bought counterfeit tickets and wrote an article about it. So there's a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth.
Okay. Reasonable.
But that's the headliner for the weekend. The other, I guess, 1B for the weekend is the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, Georgia, Florida. Also this weekend, about half the price of Penn State, Ohio State.
That's an incredible tailgate, by the way.
World's largest outdoor cocktail party, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. Just in terms of scope and size, like, it's a great, great tailgate experience, which I wouldn't have thought of just because it's a neutral city NFL stadium, but it's a fun time.
The real value play for those of you discount shoppers out there, SMU at Houston, $15 get in price. That's going to be a fun game. That's going to be a fun freaking game.
Let's see. We got Notre Dame, North Carolina, Fresno, San Diego State. You get to go to San Diego.
Other games here.
Excuse me. You don't get to go to San Diego. You get to go to Carson, California, while San Diego State waits to have their new stadium built.
Okay. So no bueno on that one.
Right.
Other games. You've got Iowa, Wisconsin. Whatever. You mentioned
whatever.
North Carolina, Notre Dame.
That game likely decides a division.
It likely decides the division. $80 get in. Not bad. Could be very boring. Michigan, Michigan State. We've got UCLA, Utah, which could have...
That's an expensive get in, by the way. It's $174 is what I'm saying.
$174,
Michigan, Michigan State, yeah.
UCLA, Utah could decide the Pac-12 South. Who knows?
True.
We've got Ole Miss at Auburn. I don't know if there are going to be any great SEC West ramifications there, but should be a fun game to some extent. And we've also got Florida State Clemson, which I presume will be at night. The game is at Clemson. Who knows what we have from Florida State at that point? If Mackenzie Milton's healthy and if they're productive at quarterback, if they can get their act together a little bit more, maybe they give Clemson a game. I'm not counting on it, but for $75, it's not bad. The game that I am going to this week.
There's a $9 SEC game, just so you know.
Who's that?
Mizzou Vandy. So if you want to,
no,
if you have a bachelorette party that you want to turn sad, Mizzou Vandy for $9 a pop.
The game that I'm going to is probably, I would watch Penn State, Ohio State. I'd want to go to Georgia, Florida instead because it's cheaper. And I think it's like something you have to experience, even though it's neutral site. It's something you have to experience.
So have you been to Jacksonville just for whatever reason in your life?
No.
Yeah, I don't have really that. I don't have an opinion either way about Jacksonville.
Is Trevor Lawrence like playing at home that weekend? NFL week 8?
Oh, so you want a double dip?
I mean, the possibility is there. Let's see. Jaguars are away, so forget it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go to week 10.
Week 10. Oh, buddy. A doozy, Ty. True doozy. I would attend LSU-Bama. Now, this goes against, I have been to Tuscaloosa. I have been inside Bryant Denny. I have never been to an LSU-Bama game.
Wow.
And so this is my exception in terms of choosing a game to attend. Obviously, I was going to watch this one as well. This is one of the few where I would have to attend and watch, if that makes any sense. That's the no-brainer. Both coming off of bye weeks as per usual. But if I had to pick another game to watch, since I'm attending LSU-Alabama, my must-watch, and I'm not going to choose Oregon-Washington, even though, of course, I'll be watching that. I've already selected Oregon. Texas at Iowa State. I'm going to go with my theme of the Texas tour of hatred. And the clones snuck it out last year at the last second. So that's the game that I'm going to make every effort in the world to watch. But like just in terms of the weekend's games, it's not a huge Big Ten weekend, it appears. Maybe they're all off or something. But Mississippi State, Arkansas, entertainment to me. You got Hugh Freeze Bowl, Liberty Ole Miss. Should be all gas, no brakes. Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze. Just squaring off with two quality quarterbacks. SMU Memphis could have the possibility of a lot of offense. We'll see. We'll absolutely see. But that seems like the entertainment possibilities. I mentioned Oregon, Washington. USC Arizona State could decide the Pac-12 South. Boise State, Fresno State could be a game that helps decide postseason stuff. Tulsa, Cincinnati, a very close game last year. I'm higher on Tulsa than you are. And NC State, Florida State. There's a depth of quality, but not at the top. There's just, I mean, LSU-Bama stands alone.
Yeah. No, I think you're right about that.
Where would you, when you look at this schedule, when you look at the Week 10 schedule, where would you go? I've never been to Ames, so that's my answer if I have to select a place I haven't been, but I would go LSU-Bama.
Well, I've never been to an LSU-Bama game either.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of the no-brainer.
And you get the weird LED lights and like techno show. It's like an EDM experience.
I don't know
with
if
elephant sounds.
That's not necessarily the attraction for me.
Okay.
But I think that's the one that stands out as I look through here.
Mm-hmm.
You get
Archibald's nearby.
It's sort of the no-brainer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Week
11, Dan.
Play a random Guy Fieri sound. It's been too long.
That is true indulgence, dude. Well done.
Yep.
True indulgence. Great. Week 11 is not loaded.
Okay.
But week 11 features my value buy. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
The get-in price for Arizona State, Washington, right now on StubHub is $34.
Okay. You've already selected Seattle as a destination, but that's a good value. You're right.
Incredible value. I think ASU is going to be undefeated pretty late into the season.
They're down 9 assistant coaches at the moment. Keep that in mind.
9 assistant coaches.
That are taking leaves of absence or just done. Yeah.
But I feel really good about ASU this year, as you know from listening to my preview content. And my guess is that this ticket price does not represent any Arizona State optimism. Like if you're a Washington fan and if you're looking at the games, first off, this one's pushed out into, November?
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be thinking much of ASU. That ticket price is going to go up. One thing I did is I actually looked on StubHub to see, can I buy tickets, then resell them right away? Well, they let me trade tickets like I'm trading shares on the open stock market.
Right.
Apparently, the answer is yes. I may buy two tickets to this game and just test my own mettle here and see if I can resell them at some point for a little bit more. Not because I'm trying to drive up the price, but just because I believe strongly that both Washington and Arizona State are going to have good squads this year.
Daddy Noon Bombas. Yeah.
So $34 for Arizona State Washington right now is a steal. That is a steal. That is the game you should go to because I think that's going to be a good game. Again, it's not a loaded slate, but there are other interesting contests, right?
What Michigan, do you have?
Michigan at Penn State is going to be interesting.
Okay.
Be a fun game. I don't know if it's a centerpiece, but it's a fun game. A&M at Ole Miss. I've never been to Oxford to tailgate. Never been to the Grove.
It's a good time. Should be a quality offense against a quality defense.
That's interesting to me. Also, Miami-Florida State, the rivalry. Not sure I want to go to that one over some of the others, but that's a fun matchup to watch. UCF, SMU, those games in the American are cheap. $28. Should have two good offenses.
Mm-hmm.
An option for you.
By the way, if you go to Oxford, you will likely fly into Memphis. So food-wise, road food-wise, you're doing extremely well.
Northwestern, Wisconsin, also that weekend. We've also got Nevada, San Diego State that weekend, as well as on Friday night, Wyoming against Boise. So one of the things that I was kicking around is, and you would probably know this better than me, but could it potentially be a situation where you go to the Boise game on a Friday and then find your way up to Washington on Saturday?
It's a drive. I think your Northeastern roots might lead you to misunderstand how far away things are on the West Coast. Okay. Here, I'll tell you right now. So you're asking me Boise to Seattle, how long the drive is?
Or just a flight. You can get a quick
flight. The flight's easy.
Yeah.
It's 7.5 hours.
That's a long drive. You don't want to do that.
It's a long drive and you can knock it out. The problem is, what is the date of this week?
It's week 11, so probably later in the year.
So week 11.
Second week in November.
So it's, mid-November. You're not going to probably be dealing with snow, but you're going to deal with some elevation changes here. And so maybe there are some flurries. Maybe there are some like closed passes.
What about bears?
Just in general, like, are there bears on the roads?
Yeah.
On I-82?
Is there a bear issue on I-82?
Not to my knowledge.
Really?
But you go through, you go through Yakima, you go through Baker City. You see, the thing is, you do go through Eastern Oregon. And
you've warned me about Eastern Oregon.
Anything goes, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Anything goes. I think there's a lot of natural beauty, I would imagine, on that drive.
Need to know more about bears, though. That's my primary concern if I'm doing that road trip.
Like, you want to see bears?
I both do and don't want to see bears.
Okay, fair enough. Should we move on?
Week 12, Dan. Two more weeks to go here.
Not super deep, but you get a Friday night Memphis-Houston game, which could be interesting. It's also not going to be crazy hot in Houston this late into the year, which is nice. The food is out of just what would be a Guy Fieri like out of bounds.
Excellent.
Thank you.
No, hold on.
Houston has
that.
Excellent food.
That's nice.
Kind
call
of a no-brainer there.
Yeah.
I may watch Louisiana Liberty. That jumps out to me.
Okay.
I would attend Iowa State, Oklahoma. I have never been to Norman. I've been to Oklahoma City briefly. I've never been to Norman. So just in terms of atmosphere, I expect that to be a huge, huge game. Haven't been to Norman. I'm feeling quite good about that. Otherwise, you have the game, Cal-Stanford, or the big game. I don't know. Oregon-Utah. I've not been to Salt Lake City. I've heard good. I've been to the airport, but everybody has. UCLA-USC, they both wear the same color, like their home colors. So that's fun just aesthetically. But LA is, I'm from there. West Virginia, Texas. I've been to Morgantown. That could be interesting, though. And that's another on the hate tour.
Yeah.
And then Virginia Pitt is a stretch. There's not a lot happening week 12.
Okay.
I don't know if anything jumps out to you for week 12.
Not that really. You can
scan.
I mean, Notre Dame's home against Georgia Tech.
Toledo, Ohio, you could get a fun, weird Tuesday night action game in. $15 in Athens.
Nebraska, Wisconsin.
That's a roll of a dice right now if you're buying tickets.
Yeah, but under $50 right now.
That's the SoCon weekend, though, right? No. So it's not SoCon weekend, but yeah, it's a down week. The SEC is not, you know, we have Tennessee, Alabama, LSU's playing Monroe. Yeah, it's not an across the board exciting week. You have Tech Miami, Virginia Tech Miami,
Auburn at South Carolina. I feel like that's one of those games late in the year. If Shane Beamer can assemble the troops in South Carolina,
that might be a really sad game, though. That's the problem, is you have that potential right now if you're buying tickets.
Yeah.
That could be like a 5-6 team against a, I don't have the exact week.
Right, it could be a sad game, but it could be a game that South Carolina pulls. I could see that.
That could be a mandatory bowl eligibility win for one of these teams, or both of these teams. Indiana, Minnesota.
Okay, not bad.
I don't believe in Michigan State this year. That's Michigan State, Ohio State. Yeah, there's not. It feels a little slim pickings-y right now. But you do have those out west. You have some rivalry games. I don't know.
Well, let's go to week 13, rivalry week.
Mississippi State has Tennessee State.
Rivalry week,
A&M at A&M. Yeah,
week 13.
Yep.
Let's play the laugh. Why not? Bedlam, Oklahoma State. Get in price, $214. That's the most weekend.
Okay.
We've got the game for the Axe between Wisconsin, Minnesota. We've got the Old Oak and Bucket, Indiana and Purdue. You got Florida State, Florida. We've got your Platypus Cup, Oregon versus Oregon State.
Yes,
Ohio State, Michigan. We've also got the Egg Bowl on Thursday night. Sneaky, interesting game the week of Thanksgiving. Don't know where you're going to end up being, but since you seem to be a big fan of the state of Indiana, Buffalo at Ball State. $26
Buffalo
could be an interesting
Ball
game.
State, yeah.
If you want to see the MAC champs, if you want to see, I guess, a rematch of the MAC championship from a year ago, Buffalo at Ball State, $26 on a Tuesday night. The game that is clearly the headliner here is always Ohio State, Michigan, just because that's a big rivalry. I've been to see a game at Michigan. I think the game that I would want to see the most, I think the game that's going to have the most ramifications, is probably going to be Oklahoma on the road at Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State's going to be better than Michigan. And that game's always kind of crazy.
Right.
The Ohio State-Michigan game, as we know, the last however many years now, has not necessarily been kind to Michigan. So you could go there on a hope and on a prayer that maybe things turn around and that the Wolverines pull one out.
I would wait to see what the Wisconsin game looks like, I guess, for Michigan before buying tickets and airfare and hotels for Ohio State, Michigan.
On the surface, the obvious one here is Bedlam. That's the obvious one.
Okay.
I would be interested in TCU at Iowa State because right now that game is $16 to get in. And
that's not bad at all.
Iowa State, at that point in the season, last week of the year, you know, maybe you wait to see how Iowa State does against some of the other competition, but you got to believe TCU is going to be loaded for bear going into that game, and Iowa State's probably going to need a win. They could be going for double-digit wins going into that game. So that, to me, is of particular interest. K-State also plays Texas that week.
What about A&M LSU, though? That could be a top 12 matchup, and you've never been to Baton Rouge.
I've never been to Baton Rouge, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
That could be enormous.
I think the game for me is Bedlam. I'd love to go to the Bedlam game.
You'd go to Bedlam over A&M LSU? Where is Bedlam this year?
It's at Oklahoma State.
It's in Stillwater. I don't know, man. If you could, all due respect to Stillwater, and I have not been.
But here's the thing, this is a huge game,
and you can tailgate in Baton Rouge?
It's a very fair point. It's a very fair point, but you'll recall back in week 7, we talked about Florida on the road at LSU.
Yeah.
And so I would much rather see a Florida LSU game than A&M LSU.
What's the get in for that? This one's $53 right now.
This one's $105.
Bedlam
is? Florida LSU is $105.
Yeah. So is that value to you? Would you pay twice as much to see Florida LSU than A&M LSU?
I don't know. I committed to it, so I'm going to say yes.
That's true. By the way, where would I go this week? Let's see. So we have, so this is Thanksgiving weekend, so I will not be traveling this weekend. But if I could go anywhere to see a game and I have not been to this place, I mean, my brother is a Purdue graduate, my other brother. So go I can see Old Oak and Bucket.
$23, not bad.
I'm not a huge West Lafayette guy. Maybe I just haven't seen it. Now, I was surprised. I figured at some point this year, even though you're not especially high on the team, you would make a Waco case just so you could make a Chip and Joanna reference.
Oh, there will be multiple Chip and Joanna references throughout the course of the year. But
no, I know, but I figured you would have recommended Waco and used its it's a Magnolia situation.
Magnolia
I don't know what
Lane.
They have a store.
Yeah, Magnolia Lane. They have basically an amusement park.
Right.
They've set up, yeah.
Are either you or your wife into the Chip and Joanna shiplap?
Half this house is Chip and Joanna Target brand stuff.
Is that true?
It's 100% true, yeah.
Do you anticipate or do you have shiplap as part of your home design?
No shiplap, no.
Do you anticipate having it at a certain point if you redo a bathroom or a kitchen
No.
A den?
We're into the products, their product line at Target. We were even into the show.
Okay.
Not into the shiplap. This is a shiplap free relationship.
So what have you purchased from Target, not a sponsor, Chip and Joanna, not a sponsor. What have you purchased to decorate your home their Target collection?
I think it's Hearth and Home, something like that. No, we got towels, we got candles, we got...
Wow.
Yeah, no. This house is built by Chip and Joanna.
Oh, man.
Not literally.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no. Half the house is Target.
You have a Chip and Joanna sensibility to where you live.
I don't even know if that's the case, but we definitely have a lot of products from Target.
Okay. I'm going to Hawaii, Wyoming.
I'm going
to Laramie. It's $37. It's up high. It's 7,000 feet above sea level. There's lots of beer. I don't really drink beer, but that's what I do know about Wyoming. I would have a good time. And my buddy's dad went to Wyoming.
There you go.
I think I could make a convincing argument to bring him over.
All right, Dan, I think that does it. We've gone through 13 weeks. Week 14 is conference championships.
Where would you go? Which conference championship game?
I would probably go to Atlanta just because we have a big following in Atlanta.
That's true. So you could run into somebody who says, oh man, Ty, you're the best.
That's right.
Get a new co-host.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
You have a Vegas option this year, right? I think the Pac-12 championship game is moving to Vegas.
Yeah. It seems like a sterile college football experience to me.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see the SEC championship game. I guess there's probably gonna be more energy in Mercedes. Yeah, I think we'll probably choose. Let's see. So you have Arlington, Charlotte, Indy, Detroit.
I'd probably choose that in
early December. I'd probably go to Atlanta. I'm eating well. We know a bunch of people there. Yeah, I think that's the move.
The answer's Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then Army Navy's in East Rutherford at the Meadowlands.
I've never been to Army Navy. Would like to. I wish that game, and I understand why it's not, but I wish that could go to that game on a campus.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All righty. 15 weeks of college football coming at you. Just a matter of days. Over the next couple weeks, we are going to be doing interviews with friends, interviews with coaches. We're going to be doing some Q&A. We're obviously going to be talking about week zero. As those games, as those five games get a little bit closer. So do stay tuned here to the Solid Verbal. If you haven't already, please do yourself the service of going back and listening to all of the preview shows that we did. We did 10 of them.
Yes.
We split each conference, each major Power Five conference up into two. We covered all of the group of five, including independents as well. So go back, binge listen if you haven't already. If you want some of the bonus stuff that we've been doing, that is available for you out on our Patreon at verballers.com. And as I teased out a little bit earlier in the show, there is something incredibly dumb but incredibly entertaining coming for our Patreon subscribers that we're so excited to take the bubble wrap off that one.
Yeah.
Right now it's still cooking in the lab, but before long we'll be able to announce it, and I think we're super excited about it. So a lot of excitement here to come in Solid Verbal Land.
Full disclosure about our preview episodes, and Ty, you mentioned even the independents. If you are looking for nuanced, insightful conversation around UMass and New Mexico State. I regret to inform you that the previews of those two teams were a lot of, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Hell,
man,
we forgot about UConn. We straight up forgot about UConn.
Yeah. Did we, though? No. Did we? The team college football left behind. The other thing I do want to mention, by the way, is if you're at all curious, because we've mentioned it many, many times here, verballers.com is where you can learn about supporting the show on Patreon and subscribing. And there are multiple tiers and benefits and early access and video and Discord chat, which is, I would say, the most electric conversation online about college football. No, we've got different rooms. It's actually, I hang out in the Discord all day, as do you. And we know a lot of people when they come over to the Discord and they become subscribers to the Solid Verbal, where you can support the show. You know, Ty left his day job and you can listen to an entire show about Ty's history at his day job, why he left the day job, all sorts of things. It helps an incredible amount. And a lot of people who have come over as subscribers have said, like, oh, I was on the fence. And like, this is so cool. I'm so glad that we did. And we are biased, but we are incredibly appreciative. If you're looking to support the show, it helps us directly launch this and expand this and bring on people to sort of help with the website, all sorts of different elements to the show. So if you're on the fence, look around and we encourage you to consider it because it's a great time.
Couldn't have said it better myself. We will talk to y'all in a few days. In the meantime, for that guy over there, my good friend Dan Rubenstein, for myself,
and
Todd
Guy Fieri, and Guy
Fieri. This is the Solid Verbal. We'll talk to y'all soon. Stay solid.
Peace.